Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
What's the best advice or best thing your parents ever taught you? Does any one thing stand out? People were asked that.
Oh, wow.
And some of their answers are things that we might learn together.
Yeah. I remember one that definitely sticks out. Never ask people who they voted for.
Yeah. Boy.
You don't have to ask now.
I know.
Yeah.
It is very different. When I was a kid, like, people would ask things. Like, I could guesstimate, I guess, but I don't know positively, even though I do kind of know who they would have voted for. I have no idea what my dad made, like, money-wise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We didn't talk about it. You didn't even really talk about religion other than with people who were in your church with you. Like, you, It wasn't like you went around going, what are you? What are you? And, like, everybody had an opinion. You kind of kept that stuff to yourself. It was like, be strong and silent and be a good person who
treat people kindly.
Have integrity.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are some good basics.
Yeah, it was kind of cool.
Yeah, what happened?
We just had a discussion with our boys over the weekend. Like, this is the kind of man we hope you'll grow up to be.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about some of the stereotypes, and then we talked about some of the things that we think are important. So I hope that sticks with them.
Yeah.
I mean, it's going to be repeated over and over again over the years.
Yeah.
My dad always said, if you're going to do it half-assed, just skip it. Referring to any sort of job.
Yeah. Yeah, that's like that adage of if anything's worth doing, it's worth doing right.
Same thing. Yeah. Just
that
more sweary.
Idea, yeah.
Or like the Ron Swanson version where it's like never half-ass two things when you can just whole-ass one thing.
Yeah.
Now, I like that.
My parents, they got it as marriage advice, but I kind of took it throughout my whole life, was when you're explaining to somebody kind of what you need from them or what you expect from them, don't use always or never. So don't say, you always do this or you never do this.
Because the first thing they're going to do is find an example.
Right. So you say, hey, I wish you would do this more, or I notice you do this a lot. And that helps kind of switch the frame of mind and take it in a better direction.
Sort of like that, just in the way you talk to people. This person writes, my mom had a way of encouraging good behavior by calling out what you should be doing. If you say something mean about someone to her, she'd say, I know you don't mean that. That's obvious. Lots of parents do that. This is a common way for parents to correct behavior. But she took it a step further, which I admire and I find myself doing as well. Let's say you're in a supervisory role and must inform someone they need to be kinder. My mom would have said, I know you're a kind person and want people to feel valued. Can you make sure that when you deal with customers that your tone shows that's your goal? It's a completely different way to ask.
Mm-hmm.
But one of them sort of enters them into a deal without them knowing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because now they have to either tell you, I don't care if people think I'm kind, or try to do it.
Yeah. Which there definitely are people out there who will say, I don't care if people think I'm nice.
Yeah. If they say that, then you can say, well, you're going to have a hard time working here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. My mom taught me the difference between should and could. And actually, I just talked to my roommate about this the other day because she said something like, oh, yeah, we could do that. And then she said, wait, I should say should versus could. Telling somebody you should do this because I want you to, or you could do this because of a reason. Like, could sounds a lot nicer. Should sounds a lot bossier.
Okay.
So telling somebody like, yeah, well, you should have thought of that, so I didn't have to do it for you. You instead could say, next time, could you be more aware so we don't have to go through this again?
That makes sense.
The should versus could. So just an easier way to like manage conversation. Same with like my parents taught me to be a really good roommate. My parents made sure that I cleaned up after myself. My parents made sure that I understood that there was a shared space where me, my family, siblings, everybody wanted to enjoy. And just because I wanted to do a little arts and crafts or whatever doesn't mean that I can't do it out in the living room around everybody, but don't make everybody else clean it up.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So my parents did. They raised me to be good roommates, which I appreciate that.
That's a good one.
Such a struggle, too,
yeah,
with kids. Mm-hmm. I mean, especially, obviously, it gets a little bit easier the older they get, I hope.
Yeah.
Yeah, right now it's like trying to explain to them, hey, you got to clean that up because other people live here too. It's like, mm-hmm. What?
Yeah. No? My dad used to have, he still does, has a million like phrases that he would say. And I would hear a lot of them because of people at GM and stuff. But the one that always stuck with me was when he would refer to people as like people that either block a good time or make things harder than they need to be or whatever. He would refer to them as acting like a turd in a punch bowl. And he goes,
just ruining it for everybody.
Yeah. And he'd go, son, don't be a turd in a punch bowl. I remember him referring to his sister that way at one point, my aunt. He goes, God, she's just being such a turd in a punch bowl. Don't be like that. And I go, okay.
I mean, it's a simple rule.
It's always kind of stuck with me. Like, don't be the person who makes everything harder. Mm-hmm. Or ruins everything.
This one, it's simple, but I watch my peers struggle with this. My mom taught me by doing it herself. She never told me to do it, but she'd write out the weekly menu before she went to the grocery store. I loved, as a kid, I just was excited to see which dinners were coming up, because that's always a question you get with kids. Some meals were exciting, others less so. But now when I go to the grocery store, I do it without even thinking about it. And I watch my friends say, oh, I went to the store and I didn't get the right thing, or I bought all these things and I don't need them. And she said, I don't have waste in everything, or have less waste.
That makes things so much easier.
It does. Mm-hmm. But it's one thing. We all know that. I don't always do it.
Yeah. So
I have to do it. I'll forget the one thing I went in for if I don't write a little list. Like, I'm terrible about it. Always go in with a list, or I try to.
1-800-947-3979. What's the best tip or hack you got from your parents?
One thing my dad always taught me as far as taking care of my car was to never ignore when your gas tank was at a quarter of a tank, and to never ignore an oil light, obviously. He taught me a lot about, and also taking care of your car, similar to being a good roommate. Taking care of your car, making sure it doesn't get trashed and messy, just showed that you were appreciative of what was given to you. Because my parents did. They gave me a 1996 Jeep Grand Cherokee. I loved that car. It was my aunt's, and they gifted that to me. So granted, it wasn't a brand new car in 2003, 2004 when
still
I started
amazing.
Driving.
Yeah,
it was still awesome, and my parents wanted me to show them that I appreciated it, but also that I respected and took care of something. And now when I have my cars, it's like, well, yeah, I don't have a trashed car. I love keeping my car like nice and clean, and people can get in comfortably anytime. And
that is pretty good. Mm-hmm. This one is a great one to tell kids if they're really good at something, which most kids find they're really good at something, or they want to tell you they're the best in the world at something. For example, this one: I was a good athlete from a young age. My father realized this because, as he tells me now, I was dominating 5 different sports by the age of 7. Things came easy. I don't remember the situation. I was no doubt bragging, but the words he said stayed with me. Son, you don't need to tell people when you're good at something. If you're good, people will tell you.
Mm-hmm.
And he was 100%. That's really true. Yeah. And that happens a lot, mm-hmm. where you see someone, they're like, they know how good they are, but they don't talk about it. Versus the person that's like, look at me. I made 10 baskets or whatever dumb thing.
Yeah.
You know, that is true.
Yeah, being a new kid as often as I was, I got picked on a lot. I also had buck teeth and dressed like a boy up until high school. So I,
went for it.
I did. I was trying to be cool. Actually, I was the opposite. I just dressed like how I wanted to dress versus dressing like how everybody dressed. And I used to come home crying all the time when I was a new kid, all the time. Every time we moved, it would be, you'd either move places where people wanted to get to know you, or you were near a military base close enough where everybody was military kids, or nobody was. And you were the only new kid that whole year, and nobody cared because they all had their own friends. And I would come home just so sad, and, I'd wear these weird clothes or whatever. And my mom never encouraged me, well, let's go and buy other clothes so you can feel like you fit in. She continued to encourage me to wear the weird clothes. And, hey, you want to wear toe socks and overalls on your first day? Wear toe socks and overalls on your first day. Like, she never, ever made it where I dimmed my light to blend and make my life easier.
I bet
that
was hard for her.
I think so. I think it was hard to see me crying as often as I was, especially in like middle school. And some schools were just brutal. Kids are just mean.
You're, as a parent, your instinct is, well, I don't want them to have hurt feelings.
Yep.
And you'd think, well, I can just get them some clothes that will fit in better.
Yeah.
If you can afford it. or whatever. Yeah. And I think that might be my instinct. But I think what your mom did, while painful, it's an important lesson.
Yeah,
and I think it worked for you.
Yeah,
you wouldn't be who you are without that nudge of being told by a person that's paramount to you.
Mm-hmm.
You'd probably be good at something else or excel in different ways. Not like you, it was this or welfare queen.
Yeah.
I think that's important to your development.
Definitely.
And it fits your personality. And I don't know if your personality was that way before your mom saw that or if your personality became that way because she nurtured it.
Yeah. And one of the things, too, I think a lot of people or parents say to their kids is these kids are just jealous. These kids are just jealous. And I didn't feel that way at all. I was like, these kids are just mean. It's not jealousy. It's mean. It's cruel. And so when I would point out to my mom, like, I don't think it's jealousy. I think that they're just really, really mean. And she said, well, then the only thing you can do is when they're being mean to other people is be there for those people. So she taught me to like really stand up for other people being bullied, too. So it was neat. I don't think in anybody's story I'm ever the bully from school.
Yeah.
You know, which I like being able to look back and think like, okay, good. I'm not the mean girl, because there are definitely those in a lot of people's stories and experiences.
It's just now, huh?
Yeah. Now
it's
I'm
just
a
in
bitch.
Here.
Now it taught me. I absorbed all of it, and now I'm projecting.
Just like a couple of years.
Yeah.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.